The presidents of the state's private for-profit colleges were in Albany Tuesday, pushing lawmakers to support legislation that would extend tuition assistance to their students. WAER's Scott Willis reports the degree-granting colleges serve nearly 40,000 students statewide.
We've all heard about the new Excelsior Scholarship Program, where students can attend a SUNY school full-time, tuition-free, if their household income is $125,000 or less. Also in the state budget was an Enhanced Tuition Assistance Program, or TAP, for private not-for-profit institutions like SU or Lemoyne. But President and CEO of the Association of Proprietary Colleges, Donna Gurnett, says somehow schools like Bryant and Stratton and about a dozen others were unintentionally left out.
This is the first time that they've actually segregated one particular sector of students out from the other three sectors. So we find that a little odd, and we think it was just a drafting error because our programs are held to the same standards as any other programs and any other schools here in New York State.
Gurnett says their schools do a good job of getting mostly low-income first-generation college students through graduation on time and with low debt. She says they also have an 85% job placement rating after graduation.
Students should be able to choose what school they go to, and they shouldn't be penalized with their financial aid simply because they've chosen to go to a school that is a better fit for them.
Gurnett says the private for-profit sector has done its part to keep classes affordable and accessible. She says member colleges have either held tuition flat, decreased tuition, or increased it only slightly by 1 to 1.5%. That's unheard of in any other sector. Gurnett says they've also provided $95 million in institutional aid. She says the bills in the Assembly and Senate to correct the tuition assistance oversight have a growing number of sponsors and should put all institutions on a level playing field.
We've always been treated very fairly, very equitably, whether it's at the state ed department or with our legislators or with the Board of Regents. Here in New York, we've got this longstanding history and tradition of treating all four sectors equally. And it's really created this robust and diverse education system, which has worked wonderfully for all New Yorkers.
Gurnett hopes lawmakers act on the measures before session wraps up in mid-June. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.